Words are symbols of reality. If we say the word death, no one knows what that is, only those who have died. And for new things on this earth, we develop words that we say in grammar are coined, such as Xerox, escalator, agnostic. Even cromulence was developed in the 1990s in The Simpsons. So we develop new words. And it's important because words have a power to them. The words that are said to you, about you, and the words that you say to yourself. In honor of the World Series, I want to give you an example. When an umpire was asked, how many balls and strikes do you call in an inning? And how do you know the difference? And he said, some are balls, some are strikes, but they ain't nothing until I call it. And some people will give you words, and they will call you names, and they ain't nothing until you accept it, until you say, yes, I am a good person, or no, I did say bad things or do bad things, but that's not the person I want to be. We have a veto power in our life and about everything that is said about us and everything that you say to yourself about yourself. I was reading recently about marathons. You know the oldest marathons, it's 26 miles, 385 yards, about 42 kilometers. The very first marathon run in the United States was in New York City, but the longest continuous marathon is in Boston, and the second oldest is in Yonkers, New York, that glorious city where I almost grew up. And someone said this, a physics professor did a study. When you run, sometimes and very regularly, both of your feet are in the air. So they calculated that in the course of a marathon, close to 50% of the time, you are in the air. For 13 miles, you are not on the ground. Now, I'll take the physics at their word. And the reason I bring this up is that that's a different way of looking at things. When we go through difficult times, we have a tendency to say, nobody likes me, everyone hates me. We speak in universals, absolutes. I have no future, it's all over, everything is horrible. It's those times where you have to grab yourself and say, is this Christian hope? Is this the seed of the Lord, which is His word, giving me inspiration? When you read this book of the Psalms, you often hear them cry what we like to cry. My bones are crushed within me. My heart has withered. It appears there is no hope. But from on high comes my Lord, my salvation and my fortress, my help and my hope. And so when you read the book of Psalms, they express the anguish that we all sometimes go through and perhaps the words that other people may say about us, but they always end with the hope in the Lord and His ability to save us. So develop within yourself a culture of selective words, of words that give you hope, words that are honest, words that are sincere. For the person who is able to say true things about themselves are truly humble. In the words of Shakespeare, through thine own self be true, then you can never be false to anyone. So today, when we look and hear the word of the Lord, which is a seed, it needs to be nourished, it needs to be planted, it needs to be watered. It needs to be cared for. Take care of your heart. Do not listen to negative things that are said about you. Do not listen to them, even if you say them yourself to yourself. Look at the scriptures. Go to the book of Psalms, the book of wisdom, the wisdom literature, and find what gave the people hope when there appears to be no hope. Because God has a way of making a way when there appears to be no way to go. Slava Isusu Christu.